This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Southeast Missouri State University will once again hold its Power of Women event, but this year it will be a digital summit because of the pandemic. The half-day professional development and networking conference will be held on Wednesday, April 28th. The purpose is to raise money for scholarships for students. To learn more, I spoke with Amanda Lincoln. She's Director of Development with the Southeast Missouri State University Foundation, and Sierra Southard. She is a Southeast student who is one of the scholarship recipients. I spoke with him on the television program, SE Connect. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Amanda, tell us about the Power Women event first and how it got started, some of the basic information.
Absolutely. I am so proud of this event and the progress that has been made over the last decade. This event started 10 years ago with a group of women who had a vision for an event here on campus. We wanted to help students. We wanted to provide scholarship dollars. We wanted to provide networking opportunities. We wanted to be able to engage the business community with the campus community. We also wanted to get our alums connected. And so out of a lot of brainstorming and planning, we created the Power event, Power of Women event. And traditionally, it's been a luncheon and an expo. Sadly, last year, due to the pandemic, we were scheduled to have it in April. We were all geared up for it. Ticket sales were going wonderfully, and we had to cancel the event due to the pandemic. But this year, you know, the committee said it's really important to us to proceed with this. Last year, due to the generous community, the sponsors that support this, we were still able to award 10 students the scholarship. And so this year we wanted to continue that tradition. We wanted to do something different in a safe environment. And so we decided to launch into this digital summit world. So it's a half-day expo this year. It's going to have two keynote speakers. We're going to have breakout sessions that people can choose from. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing about this event is that we've been able to help over 64 students since we started. And Sierra is just one of the many students. And we're so happy that she's here with us today.
Yeah. So Sierra, so tell us about how you found out about the scholarship and how has this helped you here at Southeast?
So since I started at Southeast, I've applied for pretty much every endowed scholarship I can because otherwise I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And getting scholarships like this makes it so much easier to study what I'm working on studying because I have such a heavy course load, taking about 21 credits a semester as a double major. So
wow.
I'm not really able to work full time to pay for my education the way that a lot of people are, and instead I rely on scholarships like this one.
Well, you're so busy. I'm glad we had time for you to be here today. It's 21 credit hours.
It's lucky this is right in between my classes on Tuesdays.
That's a lot going on. So this is the real impact, Amanda. So 64 students. What kind of stories have you heard from the students? I'm sure this is just an example of how impactful.
You know, that's the best part, really. Yeah. And I say 64 students who have received the scholarship, but the number is so much higher than that, Dan. Yeah. The students that are in attendance every year take away something from the event, whether it's a new connection that they made for helping getting an internship or a connection they made to help get a job or the inspiration that they heard from our keynote speakers. You know, everyone has found some kind of connection over the years since we started this. But one such student is Molly Eggleston, who's going to be joining us now. She was one of our first recipients when we were able to award scholarships. Molly, after graduating from Southeast, she received a nursing degree.
Mm-hmm.
She went on, she's almost going to graduate with her doctorate in nursing.
Wow.
I think this semester is her final semester. Wow. But Molly was on the front lines of the pandemic. She actually is going to come back as a speaker this year and talk to us about maintaining resilience. And her session title is Nursing on the Front Lines of the Pandemic. Hmm. So she's going to be able to share how her experiences at Southeast, the foundation that she had, prepared her for that career track, the successes she's had within the career, and how she was able to take care of so many when she was working in the COVID ICU unit this past year. So she's a phenomenal young woman, and of course, so many of our scholarship recipients are, and she's just one example of many, but we're really happy to have, this is the first time we've been able to have a previous scholarship recipient join us again as a speaker, so she's one of the great lineup of speakers.
That's great. So what are you studying? I'd be curious to find out what big plans do you have.
I am a double major in regular theater, general theater, and special education. And I plan to open a children's theater for kids with special needs because they don't get to be in the spotlight very much.
Wow.
That's really cool. So tell us about the, and you have other speakers.
We do.
Who else is going to be?
Well, we're really excited. So last year we had invited Ashley Aubuchon Arcand to come back and join us. She's an executive with IBM. She has had a lot of success with her career since she left Southeast. And, you know, she has been such a great partner to work with as we've had to transition. She did a little video for us last year. Now she's coming back. She's going to open up the event as a keynote speaker and then come back later in the day and do a session on professional, building your professional brand. So we've got professional development topics that we're going to cover throughout the day. So Ashley is one speaker. We have put together what we call a panel of champions. 2019 was an unprecedented year for Southeast Women's Athletics, and four of our women's programs went on to win OVC championships, making history. So we've the head coaches from soccer, basketball, softball, and volleyball that's going to join us for a breakout session. We're going to hear from financial experts. They're working on a session called Women, Wealth, and Wisdom to help women as they make their plans for financial, you know, their financial future. I'm really excited to welcome back one of our alums, Casey Hines. She is an educator who went on to teach in the classroom for several years, a science educator. She really followed professional development, followed her dreams, and now she's working at the Space Center University as the director at the Houston Space Center. So she has pursued education and you know, followed opportunities as they presented themselves, and she's going to talk to us about daring mighty things. So great lineup of alums that's coming back. We are so grateful for the partnership with Southeast Health. They always are a big partner in this event and making it possible. And they have a wonderful lineup as well of Steps to Success, The Path I Chose and Where It Led Me, where they have different women leaders within healthcare that are coming to talk to us about how they got to where they are. And of course, we're going to have Dr. Linda Godwin, who is our own Southeast alum, who's going to come back. She had a wonderful career in with NASA, and she's going to talk to us from Southeast to Space, Steps for Success. So we have so many wonderful speakers coming back to Southeast, and the thing that I love to share to students is, like, they all started exactly where the students are today. You know, they got their foundation, our alums got their foundation here at Southeast, and they went on to have fantastic careers, and they're so excited to come back and share with us on the event. So we are excited about the lineup. We've had tremendous support from our partners and from the committee, and we know that there certainly continues to be a need from our students, so we're happy to be able to provide this a little differently this year, but it's been a fun transition.
So, Sierra, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite session you're looking forward to, or someone you're looking forward to hearing from that Amanda's talked about?
Unfortunately, and this makes me very sad, I won't be able to go to any of it because I have class all day.
No, because you have all those 21 hours
so
of school.
So many classes, so I won't be there, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
That's a question. I guess, will the sessions be recorded for later viewing?
Yeah, so absolutely. We got you taken care of.
Oh, there we go.
You can go back and watch them later. So tell us how this is going to work. It's a digital summit. It's not in person. How's this going to work to do this?
Great question. So how do you take an event that has become a tradition that people love to connect and network and put it into a virtual space? That's something we really put a lot of thought into. But we looked at the platform. And so the platform that we're utilizing allows people to really connect and engage still. So you go into your breakout sessions. We'll have virtual expos. So you can still connect with our expo partners and talk to them and learn about their product and services that they want to highlight, have question and answer. Some are doing presentations, and you'll be able to jump into the sessions that align with what you're interested in. Okay. And so it all is online. You'll go online to cmo.edu/powerofwomen, and that's where you'll be able to purchase your tickets. Tickets are $35. We have virtual tables for $200. And then you'll get a link that will give you access to the day. We'll provide instruction along the way, but it should be really fun. And one of the things that we're excited about is what we're calling mixers. So you can still connect. The networking was everyone's favorite part of the event, being able to connect with people that was there. And we're able to do that in a virtual platform. It's almost like speed networking. So you'll have an opportunity to get connected with another participant of the event and meet someone new, share some, you know, information, and, you know, and hopefully stay connected into the future. That'll be beneficial for our students and our alums to give back.
Okay, so do you have to be real tech savvy to do this? Because that's probably something people are wondering.
No, sir. I if anyone knows that I'm involved with this in high tech, they would know that's not true. It's certainly not for the only high tech. If you get a link and you click on it and it takes it from there. So it's very, very simple, you know, to participate with and to engage with. So that's a great question. And that was something when we were exploring options that we kept in mind. We needed to make sure that this is something that would be user-friendly for our audience. We want people to enjoy the experience. And if you're kind of stressed out about tech, it will be less enjoyable. So we made sure to have a positive experience for everyone.
Yeah, because that can be something that people go, oh no, not, I don't know, what if it doesn't work right and I can't, yeah.
Yeah, and we do have support though. I mean, we always have a backup plan. We do want to make sure that if you are considering this and you're not comfortable with tech and you go for it, and if there's any issues, which we don't anticipate any, we do have a team standing by to help to help guide you along. So we'll hopefully be able to get you on the right course if you do have any troubles.
Okay, so if they're at the event doing the virtual thing, can they, now I guess there's, is there a chat box? Can
yeah.
you still have discussions,
oh, yeah.
I guess, and other things?
You can still have conversations. In fact, we have an app, there's within the app, you can do a thing called pass the mic. So if you have a question of a speaker, you'll have an opportunity to ask the speaker at that very moment, and not just via the chat box, but live. You could step up, and if you're comfortable doing that, you know, ask the speaker a question at that time, and they'll be able to respond immediately. So it's going to be a blend of live. Some will be recorded. But then they might hop on for Q&A. So it's going to be a fun event. I think everyone, my goal is for participants to leave the day feeling inspired, to know that they made a difference to the, in the life of a student by giving back to the scholarship, to have a little fun, to meet someone new. And I just think overall it's been so far very well received, and we're really excited to try this event.
So Sierra, from your time here at Southeast, what about the experience here at Southeast, this is just one aspect of the many things that go on at SEMO. What has been most impactful for you as a student here at the university?
I am very lucky to be a student on the River Campus and the main campus, so I've gotten to experience both, and I found such a family on both campuses in different ways that I don't think I would have found at a larger university. The River Campus really is a family, as far as we all kind of understand what it's like to be an arts major and all of the responsibilities that come with that and the expectations of really long hours and you're there really late. And on main campus, I found family in Greek life and in the education department, which I think is really special, because at a bigger university, you don't necessarily have the opportunity to make so many friendships and so many close relationships with people.
Do you feel like, since it is a smaller environment, that you have more one-on-one time with professors and other folks that can help guide you along the way?
Absolutely. And I've been lucky enough to not necessarily befriend my professors, but I do have a very good relationship with a lot of my professors. That helps a lot when it comes to trying to make sure my grades are good, and when I understand things or when I don't understand things, I know I can go to SEMO's professors and get the help that I need.
So this has been 10 years. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
I
remember when this started.
Yeah.
Any big plans as we move forward? Hopefully next year you'll be back in person.
Yeah.
What's the future look like for the Power of Women?
Oh, goodness. I think it's bright. I really do. I think it's bright. I hope to see more engagement from past scholarship recipients. I hope to continue the tradition of you know, connecting our community, our campus community, with the local community, with our alumni community. I feel like, you know, this effort that was started has only just begun, and we have so many opportunities to continue to expand it. So we'll play it day by day, Dan. We'll see.
Amanda, Sierra, thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Amanda Lincoln is Director of Development with the Southeast Missouri State University Foundation, and Sierra Southard, she is a Southeast student who is one of the scholarship recipients. The Power Women Digital Summit will be held on Wednesday, April 28th. More information is available at semo.edu/powerofwomen. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.